Hey, what's up guys, you're listening to Express Talks with Femi podcast. Thanks for joining me, I really appreciate you guys, and welcome to this week's episode. This podcast is brought to you by Anchor, which is owned by Spotify. You can record, listen, edit, and distribute your podcast on Anchor. It's available on iOS and Android store, so if you want to create a podcast, definitely check out Anchor. So last week, I did say I was putting an end to the run of my solo episodes and resuming my guest episode. But new situation is, I wouldn't be introducing my guest till I get halfway into the show. So I can share an insight on this week's matter, you know, share an unsolicited opinion on things. So this week, we are diving into a little bit of politics. Yeah, little, like whiskey, they always say, little wine. I'm a huge Wizkid fan, if you didn't already know. I mean, everyone knows if you follow me on my social media. I'm a huge Wizkid fan. But back to it, I said we're diving into a little bit of politics. So on Saturday, last week Saturday, there was the second protest campaign for the Lekki toll gates, which was a result of the NSAS protest that took place last September through to November. And we all saw how we went. There was battering, there was ill treatment, people were battered and treated poorly, not nicely, they weren't treated well. You know, and of course, people are there because they don't want the reopening, because of loss of lives were lost last October. And now the government is saying, now we have to reopen it because lots of jobs have been displaced and lots of money has been lost, you know, they generated lots of money through the toll gates. And the government and the civilians are loggerheads, which is rightly so. Because of what happened, the stupidity that took place on their part last year. But now, I'm saying, is it really common sense to have gone for the protest? Personally, on my own part, I don't think I would have gone for the protest. I wasn't available to go to be present, but I feel given the opportunity to go, if I was free and everything, would I have gone? I feel no, you know. This is my opinion. Remember, this is my opinion. I'm sharing my opinion on things. I was like, there were lots of videos going on around, you know, a day before of RSS officers being deployed to Lekki toll gate, waiting for people to come protest the next day. And we saw how they reacted to protesters last year. These people have zero regard for human life. There's a little, you know, there's a thin line between patriotism, logic, and common sense. And I feel we should apply it when dealing with the Nigerian government, because shit can go south real quick. For instance, people are going to go there protesting peacefully against people that are going to just batter you and stuff. I mean, going there is suicidal, in my own opinion. You know, you might not see people going to protest, they might call it patriotism, but there's a little bit of self-destruction going on there, because we all know how it's going to end with them. You know, we need to take a better approach. I feel there are more strategic approaches to dealing with this government, to clean the system, but we are always seeing these peaceful protests as the only way to go. Peaceful protests has been going on in Nigeria for decades, for years. We have the women of Owu that protested, I don't know, lots of years ago. IPOB guys protest every now and then. It has not yielded anything. We need to stop this thing ourselves. You know go ever work. This is one of my favorite Pan-African is Shionkuti puts it, you cannot beg your oppressor for freedom. You have to take it by force. It's that way. It's either we take up arms and fight them back, which I think is unfeasible. I'm not in that school of thought. I'm not about to pick guns or anything. I'm not saying anyone should pick guns. We don't even have gun rights in Nigeria, so that is unfeasible. It's impractical. The other way is entering the government. I swear, it's the guys entire. There's no how. See, the average Nigerian, including me, I'm not excluded, is extremely apathetical. And I understand this, you know, I like to view both sides of the coin. The only reason why we are apathetical is because the government has made politics one-sided, is lopsided. You know, they've said, oh, you go work your jobs and we will control the politics. And they've, you know, they've created this huge barrier, huge barricade for politics and working class life and everything. But you need to get involved in politics. See, local government chairman, the everyday person doesn't even know how the local government chairman. It's just like every 4 years, there's this local government. I don't even know if it's currently, I don't even know if it's every year or every 2 years that they change local government chairman. These little things matter a lot. We need to get into it and start fixing it from the root. Everyone's approach to bad governance in Nigeria is protest. Protest. You see some people, there's issue going on and they're like, oh, go and protest. See, I see protest. To be honest, I see protesting in Nigeria as signing petitions for real. Because I feel like nothing will come out of it. If everyone cannot just take the same approach, it's fine. If people are going to be doing peaceful protests, cool, let them do it. There should be other places that people are concentrating on, because we're always concentrating on one means. And that's like the peaceful protest. See, listen, I know it worked the first time now. The government are just saying Nigerians come together to speak one voice and you, and they're like, end SARS, we don't want this thing again. And it worked, and you know, we got them to end it, and we started asking for so many things, and the government were, you know, at some point they were giving in, and they saw that this thing is actually working. We are actually, you know, changing the system. You feel me? And they're like, no, we cannot change the system, it's not working in our own favor. And they're like, this peaceful protesting won't make it happen. And they started, you know, they took the violent means and they started shooting, they killed people. And now they're still seeing the protest was about to happen again. And they're like, no, we can't make this happen. They deployed the RSS officer and they're like, yo, we have to kill these people, we have to fight them back. You see, that's like, it's a defense mechanism on their part. And we can't keep going with the same approach. We've seen that they figured us out. It's common sense. You can't keep taking that same approach over and over again. It's like, these people already figured us out. They figured us out in like a month. They're like, okay, this is what they want to do. Okay, they already brought out a means to save their livelihood. See, let me tell you the truth. Politics is their livelihood. Thievery is their livelihood. Stealing is their livelihood. That's their source of income. And they'll do anything to protect it the same way you do anything to protect yours. So going at it with one approach is never going to work. These guys will figure you out real quick. So you can't achieve revolution through protesting alone. Look at people of France. Their revolution occurred as a result of, you know, the increase in price of bread. There was scarcity of materials to make bread with. And I think they like bread. I don't know. In France, I don't know. Maybe they're... French people like bread back then. I don't know if they still like it now. I'm not into French culture like that. But they couldn't take it anymore. And they stormed the palace, killed the king and his wife through guillotine, and overwhelmed the French army. And that was the way their revolution took place. And I understand that the French Revolution, it was obviously caused by multiple things other than, more complicated than, the price of bread. But bread shortages was like the major role in stoking anger towards them and rebelling over the monarchy. But Nigerians, see, Nigeria, we don't have a breaking point. I've talked about this thing several times. We don't have a breaking point in this country. There's been hike in price of transportation. If you check fuel price, it's gone up 100%. If you check the last beginning of the last decade, and you check now, it's gone up 100%. Groceries up as fuck. And we've still not got to a breaking point. The ultimate breaking point should even be terrorism and banditry. And we're like, no, all is well. That's Nigerian approach thing. All is well. When they just say all is well, they believe Jesus Christ just perform magic, one or two, show us, just do his thing, one, two, pack, pack, pack. I'm like, bro, this thing will not work. This thing, we'll just keep looking at ourselves like that. So, in order to make things work, we need to be more strategic. And protesting is not the only way to go. It's not the way to go. Okay, maybe it's not. It's a way to go, but it's not the only way to go. Maybe I've been saying it wrong. See, I don't even subscribe to protesting. I don't think Nigerians are stubborn people now. I mean, Nigerian government are stubborn people. They don't listen to you. They don't listen at all. So we just keep doing the same thing over and over. That's right. You need to enter the government. Personally, if I didn't enter the government, I'm going to share it with you. I signed up for APC membership. That was last week, Friday. And what was my breaking point? My breaking point was price of Nutri-Milk. Fact, I'm not even going to, like, that was my breaking point. I wanted to buy Nutri-Milk, yeah. I usually, you know, I cut soda drinks off, so I replaced it with yogurt drinks or milk drinks. And I usually just go with fresh yogurt. That's what I buy every now And then every time I want to eat, if I have to take, if I don't take water, if I have to take a drink, a fruit drink, not a fruit drink, a yogurt drink, I just go with fresh you. And fresh you is sold at 200 naira. And I haven't bought Nutrimilk this year. I think last time I bought was last time, so it was 150 naira. And I was about to go and I was like, yo, let me even cop Nutrimilk. You know, I've been taking fresh you too, man. I got bought a fresh you. And I wanted to buy Nutrimilk. And they said it wasn't 150 again and it was 200 naira. I was like, yo, I looked at the woman. I was like, what? I could afford it though. But I was like, why is everything, you know, why is the price, why does the price keep going higher? I was like, the woman was like, oh man, now shall we see her? I'm like, yo. I was like, see, okay, just give me. And next to our shop, they were registering for APC membership stuff. I was like, and I looked at it, man, I just stormed there. I was like, yo, register, pull me up for this thing. I registered for it. So I was like, what the fuck? Enter the government, guys. I'm telling you the truth. That's the only way you can fix stuff. There are stuff going on in your area. The world, they're picking house representative from your area. People don't even know the people representing them. That's one of the things that is fucking things up. You don't know, people are not interested in things. I know people want to jackpot. Everyone is saying, oh, I go jackpot. See, if you jackpot, as I did like this, my mission jackpot solid die. I go jackpot, inshallah. My moon mission jackpot solid die. They look forward to one. I go surely jackpot. It did top of my bucket list. But before you jackpot, yeah, you have to, you know, you have to fix your have. You have to fix what you have. You have to fix what is on ground. You are not living anytime soon. And even if you are living anytime soon, you're still going to have family here anyway. You can't just go, you know, you can't just leave the country and be totally oblivious to whatever is going on in your own country, in Nigeria. Because are you telling me when you go to the country, you don't care if your family is being, you know, brutalized by police, or you are already outside the country and you don't care what's going on in Nigeria, your mom, or you are in country and you don't care if your mom can receive free oxygen in loot or not. You know, all those things, all those little things matters. You are still going to be tied to Nigeria one way or the other. It's always going to be there forever. You can't escape it. Even if you say you're going to jackpot, you're going to take all your family and go, okay, you jackpot, you have to get residency, you apply for residency and everything. To file for them, filing for them is not easy. To come to the abroad, probably take like 5 years if you are lucky. Usually it takes like 10 to 15 years. So it's not even pretty on the other side. I know it's better on the other side. Fact, it's better, but it's not as pretty as people paint it. So whilst they are in Nigeria, or whilst they are affiliated with Nigeria, once you're a Nigerian, you have to take interest in politics. That's the only way we can fix things. And I'm preaching to you guys, go and register. See, it's going on right now. There's APC membership going on right now in different places in Lagos. Go there, register. I'll probably post it on my Instagram. I posted it on my Twitter already. I'll post it on my Instagram once I drop the podcast. You guys should go and register. Take interest in politics. You can't achieve everything with, you know, one way, one style. You can't keep going on one lane and expect everything to go fine. It's not as sweet as that. Government, Nigerian government will figure you out, wipe you up, clean, beat you out of your game, ASAP, smart ass people, they'll chop your eye straight up. Even this APC membership thing or this entry in the politics thing, I know it's still going to, you know, the government will still figure it out at some point. But, you know, it's taking another approach. You know, once they figure that out, there'll be another approach by then to dive into. It's not just staying in one particular point and expecting everything to, you know, to be fine. Or you're tagging CNN International, you're expecting them to come intervene. Nothing will happen. You're tagging Rihanna. Rihanna should tweet. I know what's going on. You're trying to make it viral. Tweet answers and you're expecting. Nigerian government don't give a fuck about that. That is the sad reality of things. But they do not care about that. And that's why you need to pick up interest in politics. Drop apathy from your life and, you know, get serious for once. I know some people have zeroed their mind completely for Nigeria. See, I even get friends who maybe say they don't zero their mind completely. Some people believe, say, nothing good can come out of this Nigeria again. But for real, something good has to come out of this country. There are some people depending on this country to get good, for them to live. There are some people on dead ends or some state that don't have a voice and just want this country to be good, to live a normal life. You know, was it 2 weeks ago? I saw a post on Twitter about a man that was blinded for 5 years. And, you know, I think it was in the East, was blinded in the East. And there was this Igbo NGO that came through for him and paid for his surgery and it went successful. And it read on the post. It was on the post that the surgery cost 200,000 naira. And the part of me was really happy for him to have gained the sight. But another part of me was filled with gloominess that this, he was blinded for 5 years because he couldn't afford the surgery of 200,000 naira, which probably have cost less 5 years ago. So I'm like, there's no working healthcare for our veterans, for veterans and elderly people in Nigeria. And people are just looking at it. I know people want it to remain the same. You can't keep looking at these things and want it to remain the same. Honestly, I was not interested in politics for the large part of my life. If my dad listens to this, I'm sure he would not even believe it's me talking, because I never care about things like this. But you know, I never watch the news. I don't care about things like this. Most of the time, I just stay. You know, I love to block out the noise. But then, you know, you keep seeing these things. I don't think I've read a newspaper in over 2 years or something, because the front page is the same thing. They are saying, oh, Boko Haram kills 50 people in this so-so-so state. They are seeing the same old political ugly faces and everything. So I just zero my mind from it and try to block out the noise and everything. But then it keeps coming to your face every day. You're on Twitter. This so-so-so is going on. There's that. And you can't keep avoiding it, because the funny thing is, if it hasn't affected you at one point, it will surely affect you. Maybe during SARS time, everyone tried to affect it till it touched everybody. That SARS touch, it touched all the boys that time. It touched boys. That's why boys were very serious with NSARS. Now that's why everyone came out like NSARS. SARS touched everybody one after the other. It will touch you. It will land on your face, in your front. So that's it. So you have to, you know, drop apathy, take up interest in politics. And I already gave two strategies. And one of them was picking up arms, which I don't subscribe to. Like I said, no, don't go out. I don't even want that violent part. Where we even get the arms, and been enough killings in Nigeria, honestly, it doesn't. And I know people say for things to get better, things to get uglier. And to be fair, I think that's like the bitter truth of Nigeria. Things will still get uglier. But then I'm just saying, take up interest in politics, go out and register. So once it's time for all this word selection, or all this word, what's it called, all this word election and everything, voting and everything, you can be present there. There's less rigging. See, rigging happens in every election in Nigeria, of course, but there's less rigging in all those parts. Your voice can be heard in all those parts. Your votes can count in all this word selection and in the selection of your community picking the people they want to represent them. Pick nice people, pick people that have sense to go and represent, people that are work in your favor. Stupid people like, there's this Festa commander, I don't know, that was it during the answers that odd palliative goods and said she was going to give it out to Nabedi. I'm sure youths there didn't even know when she got elected or when she got put in this one. So you see, this list is the matter. You need to start putting people that will go there, go to the House of Representatives and fight for your interest. Pick up interest in politics, please, honestly. So you won't have stupid people taking you for idiots, running things around like fools, you know, have the same things. People don't like to get into, you know, interesting things. We are in another completely different generation from our parents, you get me? Our parents were scared to dive into politics because in their time they threatened their lives and everything. They were scared to even protest like the way we protested last year. But it's different. Try things, you know, we need to try different things and try to make Nigeria work, try to make Nigeria, you know, better. It's a must. You guys good, you guys better for this country. So don't feel intimidated by anybody. Don't let anybody intimidate you. Go into it. Or if they pressure, if they tense you, if they threaten you, that's when you apply common sense. But then still, you know, take a different approach. The government has shown that in protesting, they are not going to take it lightly and they are going to, you know, take the violent part. You can't keep turning the other cheek while they are slapping you left and right. They have slapped, they've punched all your body and are still turning the other cheek for them to punch you. You know, you can't keep, you just keep going back and forth, and you're not going to quit anyway. So you probably have more strategic means to, you know, get clean the system. Even if some people don't believe they can clean this, personally, I'm just going to keep holding to that faith. Is it, like, call it faith, to that belief? Yes, faith and belief, same thing. Still going to keep holding on to that belief that they can clean this system. Something good can come out of Nigeria. Some people don't believe in it, but I just like to believe in it, you know. Some people just have to believe in it for some people. There are some people that don't believe in it. And there's people who have lost hope, who need Nigeria to work, but have lost hope that can work, you know, and they need other people believing for them. So I'm just going to keep believing for other people. So you guys can join me as I believe in Nigeria. For real, I'm serious. APC membership is going, if PDP is going on and you feel you can, you want to go for PDP, go and register. If you feel when youth, there are other political parties, I don't know, the one back EW runs or something, when once the membership form is out, you can register for that. But as things goes, we all know with two political, major political parties running things in Nigeria, and that's APC and PDP. And once it's time for most House representative election and everything, it's mostly APC that is going to be winning it in Lagos. So the smart move is just, you know, entering there and try to select the good ones from the bad ones, even if it's a dirty game. Politics is a dirty game, but taking trades for real, just, you know, put your head inside, try separate things, try do things, you know. We have to filter these bastards from the good ones, you know. Even if the good ones are rare, but you know, there are still good people there that can still, you know, that can still make difference, make impact in things. So if another protest is going to be going on, I'm saying if another protest is going to be going on, and you know, the police is actually supposed to be there guaranteeing your safety. You know, they're supposed to be, you know, making sure it's orderly and it's peaceful and you can air your rights. But it's the opposite. They are there to kill you, and I'm not about to go somewhere that they blatantly say, oh, if you are coming here, we are arresting you and killing you. There's no, I'm not an activist. It's not my thing. I'm not an activist. I'm not about to start. That's my own opinion on things. I'm not about to die in the hands of one dumbass officer that doesn't even know the fundamental human rights. Go fresh, Rara. So, lest I forget, if you're just going to protest, do it, really. But I don't think everyone should follow the same approach, you know, because I think it won't get us to where we want to be as soon as we want. So I'm just one of the few, or one of the many, that wants to take a different approach to things, because I feel we've overplayed the protesting and it won't always work. So it's time for us to just, you know, dive in and check some, you know, some other means to get the system working perfectly. If you're still expecting my guest at this point, I don't know what to tell you. I changed my mind mid-course to a podcast, because recording is not as easy as, you know, as it might seem. Everyone is currently running online classes and it's been still just trying to get someone to record. But my next episode, I will try to make it happen. I'll probably give a break from now to my next episode. Next one might not drop next week. Try to create time to get someone to record live, or, you know, could be live or not, you know, just give myself time to, you know, put the pieces together. So yeah, I'm sorry there's no guest episode this week. It's just me and my microphone. So yeah, that'll be the end of this week's episode. Please take interest in politics. Yeah, you listen, take interest in politics. Go and register for APC. Or if you have another approach, or if you have something else you want to, you know, pitch in, you can send a voice. I did not mention on Anchor, you can send voice messages as a reply to the podcast. If you have a suggestion or you have an addition to make, you can send it through Anchor. There's a voice message option. You just record and say what you want. So there's that. And once again, if you're a student, an entrepreneur, an influencer, or whatever, or a fraud boy, take interest in politics, please. Yeah, so that'll be all. Express Talks with Femi. See you guys some other time. Bye.
Colo mentality.
If you say you become a me alone man, you can't be slave man before. They don't release you now, but you never release yourself.
I say you fit in, never release yourself. Colo mentality.
If you say you be colonial man, you don't be slave man before. They don't release you now, but you never release yourself.
If it's so. It be so, them they do, them they overdo all the things that them they do.
It be so,
it be so, them they do, them they do, them they overdo all the things that them they do.
It be so,
it be so, them they do, them they think it's that they better pass them, brother. It be so,
it be so,
it be so, them they do, them they think it's that they better pass them, brother. It be so,
it be so,
the thing with black no good, now foreign things them they like. It be so,
it be so.
We're black, no good. Now foreign things, them they like it not be so.
It be so.
Them go turn your condition and close them country away, no be so.
It be so.
Them go turn your condition and close them country away, no be so.
It be so.
Them judge him go cocky weak and jail him brother away, no be so.
It be so.
Them judge him go put him weak and jail him brother away, no be so.
It be so.
Them go proud of them name and put them slave name for heading up be so.
It be so.
Them go proud of them name and put them slave name for heading up be so.
It be so.
Colo mentality now make you hear me now. It's a ransom we make you hear.
Colo mentality.
It's a Williams we make you hear.
Colo mentality.
It's a Aliyah we make you hear.
Colo mentality.
It's a Mohammed we make you hear. It's an Anglican in make you hear. It's a bishop in make you hear. It's a Catholic in make you hear. It's a Muslim in make you hear.
Now
Africa we devil make you hear. Now Africa we devil make you hear. Colo mentality here. Colo mentality here. It's a ransom in make you hear.